Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. You're holding in Peyo Daf Zayin in the Hoyz V'Ardo edition, Perek Rishon Halacha Aleph, starting from the beginning of the Amud. The Gemara continues to dash in the Mishnah, and we're talking about Kibud Avayim, so the Gemara goes on to speak about the reward of mitzvahs. Rav Acha B'Shem of Abba Bar Kano says, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Or Chaim Pentefales Na'uma Gloiseo Loisedo. Meaning, we don't know the ways of Torah. So the Gemara dashes, Tiltel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matan Schar Shalos HaMitzvos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid, what is the reward for mitzvahs? Kedei She'yoyisim Oiso Be'emuno. So a person will do Be'emuno, the Maharal Pulder brings you two explanations. Either that people will not pick and choose which mitzvahs they will do, or they're not going to do the mitzvahs in order to get a reward. Rav Acha B'Shem Yitro Ksiv brings another pasuk. From everything you should watch, you should keep your heart, because from there comes life. Be careful from every mitzvah in the Torah. You don't know which one gives you life, gives you reward. The Torah equated the easiest mitzvah to the most severe, strong, chamurdik mitzvah. Mitzvah shekala shebakala is the easiest mitzvah. Ze shiluach hakan, sending the bird away and taking away the eggs. Mitzvah chamur shebachamur is the chamurdik mitzvah. Ze kibud avim. That's considered to be very chamur. Ubeshten ksi v'arach tayamim. Both mitzvahs have arichus yamim. So you see, we don't understand which mitzvah gives which reward. So a person should not pick and choose which mitzvah is greater. If something which is paying back a loan, meaning a person who does kibud avim, obviously he needs to respect his parents after what they did for him. And it says that a person will have toivo and a richus yamim, something that a person needs to spend money for, or if there's sakana nefashos, that the person needs to do something which will bring him sakana. The Maharal Pulder says, if it's a time of sakana nefashos and needs to sacrifice himself to do mitzvahs, lokoshken, of course, you will have great reward. Omar Levi said, it's actually greater than it. It's like saying Adirabo, meaning kibud avim is greater than the other mitzvahs. Something which is paying back a debt is greater, is stronger, is a bigger mitzvah than something which is not paying back a debt. The same way that we found the kibud avim and shiluach hakan, the reward is equal, so also the punishment is equal. How do we see that? Matam, what's the source? Ein tilog l'av v'tavuz li'k'as him. That's the pasuk says. The eye that joked about the father and disgraced the mother. So it explains the Gemara, what does it mean? Ein she'iligo kibud avayim. The eye who joked about kibud avayim. U'bizas aloy tikachayim abonim. And disgraced the mitzvah of shiluach hakan. Yikruo orvei nochol. So the oyrev, the raven, will take out that eye. Yavo oyrev shuach zori, come oyrev, who is considered to be in a chzori. He's cruel, as the Mefarshim bring over here, what the Medrash says, that he does not take care of his children, the graven. V'yikreno, and it will take away the eye. V'aliyene mimeno, and he will not enjoy the eye. It will just poke the eye and not enjoy it. V'yachlu b'nei nesher, yavo nesher, nesher the eagle. And it'll come the Nesher Shu Rachman. It says that in the Medrash that the eagle protects his children. It will enjoy this eye and eat it up. If you understand what the Pasuk means, why an eagle will enjoy, what does the eagle enjoy by taking away the eye? But what the Gemara does see over here is that the one who's cruel, referring to a person who doesn't do kibud avim and doesn't keep mitzvah shiluach hakan, so he's compared to the raven who's cruel. And he won't get any reward, he won't enjoy, he won't benefit. And the eagle, who is Rachman, has mercy, who does the opposite of this person, he will benefit from the eye of this person who did not do the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yisrael, 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 Also chal banash v'noshek v'gloyid Rav Yonasan. Can a person kiss the legs of Rav Yonasan? Omle Rav Yanai, ma tivoy have a sholim loch min yamoy. What exactly did you do to him that he has such gratitude to you? Omle chad zman one time, also kobali al brei di yizanoni. He one day came and complained to me that he has nothing to eat and he wants his children to feed him. For how much later I told him I have a good eitzah for you, I have a good advice. Izil tsur knishto aloy uvazisi. Go around the shuls and announce in shuls that this son who has money is not willing to support his father and cause him embarrassment. So why didn't you just force the son to feed the father? Why did you do it in a way indirectly causing the son embarrassment and then after they feed his father? Do you force the son to feed the father? You still don't know this halacha. Chozer be Rav Yonasan v'kovah Shmuel min Shmei. So Rav Yonasan is kovah Shmuel in the name of Rav Yanai that you force the son to feed the father. Also Rav Yaakov b'achor of Shmuel b'achor of Rav Yonasan, and he said the same thing. Shekoyfin es haben lozun es ahav. You force the son to feed the father. Rav Yonasan b'abon alavai avu kol Shmuel so brimin li. Alavai all the Shmuel in Talmud and Shas be so clear to me. Kiador, like this one, Shekoyfinis Haben Lozunus Av, you force the son to feed the father. As Rav Chaim points out over here, even if you behold that the son does not have to take care of the father from his own money, as we saw earlier, but that's only if the son has another means to cure the vein. The father has money. But if the father has nothing, then the son clearly needs to pay from his own money to take care of the father. We're holding in Zion with base. The Gemara goes on in the Mishnah, Gemilus Chasodim. Gemilus Chasodim is one of the mitzvahs. Shahadav Oichel Persim Boilam Azeh. And the Karen Kemas Toilam Abo, the principle is left for the world to come. So, well, what's the source? The Chtiv. Roidev Zdoko Vechesed. Yim Tzochayim Zdoko Vekovet. Someone who runs after Zdoko and Chesed, he will gain Chayim Zdoko Vekovet. So, the Gemara Dashens, Kovet Boilam Azeh, Vechayim Loilam Abo. Respect in this world, in life, and the world to come. The Vilna Gaon here, both in the Bura Gaon and in the Likud Mishnah Eliyahu, his girsa is that he gets an Olam Hazeh, Tzedakah and Kovet, and an Olam Haba he gets only Chaim. So he explains why Olam Hazeh has more than Olam Haba, has two things, but Olam Haba has only one. Because in Olam Hazeh, you can actually do mitzvahs. And every mitzvah a person does, he gains more and more. So Olam Hazeh has something Olam Haba does not have. In Olam Haba, a person cannot do mitzvahs anymore. He just gets the reward. Says the Gemara, Shmuel by Yitzchok Ava Nosiv Shibashtei Ve'avikalis Komi Kalyo. Shmuel used to take a hados and used to dance and sing in front of a kala. Ve'avir of Zehiru Chomilei Umitmar Min Kamoy. Vizir saw him. He was embarrassed and hid in front of him because he looked ridiculous jumping with the hados. Oma Chomiladin Sabo. Look at this old man or this chosh of a rov, how he embarrasses us. The kavin did domoch, once he was nifter, once Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok was nifter, have a tloss showing kolin ubrokin ba'almo. For 3 hours, there was kolin ubrokin. There was thunder and lightning in the world. Nafka's bros kalo came a bas kol v'omro, and she said, domoch Shmuel bar Yitzchok, Shmuel bar Yitzchok was nifter. Gomel chasidaya, that he did a lot of chesed. Nafkun lemigmur lechesed. Everybody should go to his levayo and give him chesed. Nachtos ishoso min shemayo, came fire from shemayim. Visavidas kimin shibashta denur, and the fire had a shape of a hadas, which the shape of a fire of a hadas. Bein arso letzibur, from between his bed and where the people were standing. Vabiyoso amin, people said, chivi didin sabo de komisle shabishti. Look, this old man, what was his reward? The fact that he danced and he embarrassed himself to do chesed and dance in front of a kala with a hadasim, so that what you have when he is nifter, in a special covered in the shape of a hadas. The Mishnah goes on and says that a person who does peace between people, he has also reward in this world and reward in the world to come. Says look for peace and run after it. Look for peace in your own place. And also run after peace far away. Omar Tevyumon, Nemar Redifo, Redifo. It says Redifo by Sholem, and it's a Redifo that we said before by Chesed. Mar Redifo, Shinemar Lalom, Kovod Boilam Azeh, V'chayim Loilam Abo. As we saw before, that Chesed has reward in this world and the world to come. Afredivo, Shinemar Kanos, Redifo, this is by peace. Kovod Boilam Azeh, V'chayim Loilam Abo. Also, the reward is in this world and the world to come. That's the source. Shalom Rechel Parasem Boilam Azeh, V'akaren Kemes to Loilam Abo. Now we get to the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah 7, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is compared to everything else. What does it mean? So more brings a machlokes over here. Reb Rachio ve'avchio dekfar tchomim. Chad on one side, afilu kol ha'olam kulo einu shov afilu dovar echad min ha'Torah. The entire world is not worth one thing of Torah. The Chad on the other one said, afilu kol mitzvaseh shel Torah einu shov afilu dovar echad min ha'Torah. There's no mitzvah which is worth one thing of the Torah. One said, like the first pirush, that it's connected to the world, that nothing in the world is worth a Torah. One said that no mitzvah is worth like Torah. Rav Abba Avui, the father of the Rav Abba Mari B'Shem, Rav Acho, said him, Rav Acho, Kosu V'Echad Oimer, V'Kol Chafotzim Lo Yishvu Bo. All items were not worth to it. V'Kosu V'Echad Oimer, V'Kol Chafotzecho, your items Lo Yishvu Bo. It's according to our Gerso. Chafotzim elu avonim toivus umargolius, meaning items in the world are precious, like precious stones. They're not worth one thing of toivu. Chafotzecha, your items, what is it? Elu divrei toivu, meaning that's are the mitzvahs. Dechtiv ki be'eli chafotzim umashem. This is what Hashem wants, the mitzvahs. They're still not worth toivu. Meaning he's darshaning both drushes. So the toivu is worth more than everything in the world, and the toivu is worth more than every mitzvah in the world. Ar tovon sholach l'rabinu hakodesh. There was this minister called Artavon that he sent to Rabbeinu, to Rebbe, Chad Margalatov, one precious stone. Atimitun. Atimitun means it was priceless. It was so expensive. Omale Sholikli Mili Tavil Kavaso. So told this minister, told Rebbe, please send me also something back that is worth like this stone. Sholikli Chad Mezuzo. So he sent him a Mezuzo. Omale Ma Ano Sholiklach Milo Dilei Sleitimi. I gave you an item that's priceless, that it's worth everything in the world. And you send me something which is worth $1, something very small. Everything I have, everything you have, is not worth the mezuzah, which is divrei Torah. You send me something that I have to guard, I have to keep. I'm going to have to hide it somewhere and hold on to it. I send you milo de'at domach loch v'hi manter loch. I send you a mezuzah that you go to sleep and it guards you. Dichtiv b'salechecho tanche oischo. It's something that wherever you go, it's going to be in front of you. And the continuation of the pasuk is b'shachbecho tishmor alecho. When you lay down, it's going to guard you. V'akitzoy seyitisechecho. When you're up, you can speak with it, you can learn it, you can use it. That's what Torah is. That's what the mezuzah represents. So in the Oizu Adar in the back, the Yalkut Mefarshim saw that they discuss, can you give a mezuzah to a goy? Because seemingly here, Artavon is a goy, and Rebbe sends them a mezuzah. Can you give a mezuzah to a goy? But some want to say that maybe this Artavon was not a goy, it was a yid, so maybe there's no proof from here that you could send a mezuzah to a goy. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Dav Zayin.